My guests are teachers in one of the few high schools that have reopened in New Orleans. They're trying to help their students focus on their studies, even though they're still surrounded by the destruction of Katrina. Colleen Fiegel teaches biology to 9th and 10th graders. Dr. Kathy Hightower teaches English to 9th and 11th graders. They teach at Benjamin Franklin High, a school with an excellent academic record. It's located on the University of New Orleans campus and is only a couple of blocks away from one of the levee breaks. It recently became a charter school to facilitate reopening at a time when many public schools remain closed. Of the school's 935 students, 540 have returned. Less than 50% of them are displaced, living in FEMA trailers or other accommodations. Some are commuting long distances to attend the school. Franklin's principal and football coach led the way in getting the flooded school back in shape to reopen. Many of the teachers and parents helped with the cleanup. Colleen Fiegel, you were at the high school before it opened, helping to clean. Can you talk a little bit about what that was like?
Well, the first thing I think of is the first time that I came in, I actually brought the camera and took pictures for the insurance company and for FEMA. So I got to see everything, and I was in tears. It was just amazing to me to see the devastation. And when you walked into our front foyer, we have a statue of Ben Franklin in the front foyer, and he was basically covered with mold and muddy water. We had about a foot and a half of water in the building throughout, and what went through my mind was, my God, how are we going to clean this up? But we've got to do it because we want to come back. And immediately we started asking for volunteers on the web portal. And we had, every weekend, we had parents, we had students, we had friends. And it was so enlightening to see the support that we had from everybody. And that is what I think got us through all of this, because there's no way that we could have done this without all that support.
What condition is the school in now? Would you describe it for us? Kathy Hightower?
The condition of the school, the second and third floors maintain little damage. One classroom had a window blown out. On January the 3rd, when we came back, we, as a faculty, made sure that those two floors were, the classrooms on those two floors were cleaned, organized. That sounds like a simple task. It was monumental because the weeks before, literally, the volunteers that were still in the city or driving in from outlying areas were taking everything that could be salvaged off the first floor and placing it in classrooms on the second floor and not bothering necessarily to clean, dust, dispose of, except if something was really destroyed and obvious, they didn't move it. They just disposed of it. But so we are now on the second and third floors, and they're beautiful. It's ongoing renovation of the school. It was exciting today. The kids actually didn't have to report to the gym to eat lunch, to have their lunch distributed. They actually went to the cafeteria. And that's one of the things that here in New Orleans, we get excited over the most trivial things. So eating in the cafeteria today, the kids are like, what? Well, and their first concern was, can we still buy soft drinks?
Do you feel like in your curricula now that you have to somehow bring in the hurricane, bring in the flood, bring in the reality of your students' lives now so that what they're learning doesn't seem far removed from the reality of their lives, which have been overturned?
We have often talked about the changes that have occurred in the populations around here. We were talking about in a unit on plants how when you look around our neighborhood, the plants are all dead. And why are the plants dead? We have Lake Pontchartrain, which actually is brackish water that has flooded the area. And the only few things that are still living are the weeds that are popping up now and things like live oak trees and bald cypress trees. So we're able to talk about, you know, why did these live and everything else has died. So I think it's been a good learning experience as a whole as to changes in climate, changes in populations, things that are relevant in biology as far as from an ecological standpoint as well.
Kathy Hightower, you're an English teacher. What books are you teaching now?
we're just finishing Brave New World with the ninth graders, and that's been an interesting study just in the current ways that our culture has gone, and kind of it was written in 1932, but there are ways in which those things have come true. We're doing more with some of the nonfiction pieces, and we used Chris Rose, the columnist who wrote a lot about Katrina. We also are doing a variety of short stories. And all the way through all of those studies, whether it's a short story, a play, we're doing Streetcar Named Desire. We tried to include as much New Orleans literature as we could to try to give kids a way to resonate with the return to the city.
Are your students able to work? I mean, do they have the tools that they need? Do they have electricity where they're staying? Do you have enough electricity in the school? Do you have computers? Were the books saved from the flood?
We had many of our students, the ones who lost their homes, the ones who flooded but just have damage to their homes, some of them lost their textbooks. We have been able, since we didn't have all of our students back, some of the books that were there for those students we were able to use and redistribute. All of our students have textbooks. All of our students have school supplies that they need. We've been very lucky, and we've had people from around the country, schools, individuals, that have sent boxes of school supplies for our students. So we have a whole room full of binders and pencils and pens and notebooks. So we made that very evident to everyone when they came back. Don't go out and try and buy things. We have basically whatever you need.
What's the neighborhood around the school like now?
Most of the houses are vacant. Some are already demolished. Some are gutted. You see a few FEMA trailers around where people have come back. So it's not the best of times in this area, and our students have to drive through that every day.
What do you see on the drive?
One of the things that I see on my drive home frequently is the dust, the debris, the remnants of trashed lives, basically. And then there are literally men in hazmat suits shoveling with complete masks, shoveling the remnants into trucks. It's unsettling both to me as a teacher and students to see that because, you know, you're driving through that every day.
My guests are Colleen Fiegel and Kathy Hightower, teachers at Benjamin Franklin High in New Orleans. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are two teachers from Benjamin Franklin High School in New Orleans, which was flooded after Katrina and reopened January 3rd. Colleen Fiegel teaches biology. Kathy Hightower teaches English. Well, what about your lives? When did you evacuate during the hurricane, and have you moved back into your homes?
I was very lucky. I live in the Jefferson area, and I had, you know, minimal damage compared to most. I did evacuate with all of my animals and my 84-year-old mother, and we were gone for a month. It was a very stressful time, not knowing what I was going to come back to because I didn't know that I didn't have damage. One of the other teachers at school lost her entire house and has now moved in with me because she has no place to live. So it's definitely been very different since the hurricane.
Kathy Hightower, what about you?
I evacuated with my family, our Australian Shepherd, and my husband's mother. We were gone for 2 months. I guess the biggest trauma for us, I have a daughter who has a, and I have a grandson. They went to Houston. My son actually stayed in New Orleans. He works for the Times-Picayune newspaper. And there were 4 days when I wasn't sure what his status was because the cell phones weren't working, the internet was down. I just remember the last phone call was, you know, Mom, it may be a couple of days before you hear from me, but don't worry, I'm going to be okay. So that was really a very scary time for us. We came back 2 months afterwards. Our house took 6 feet of water. 3 weeks after the storm, we were able to get back into the city, and we literally spent a week with shovels digging out everything on our first floor. My husband's a preacher. I'm a teacher. All my work and my dissertation, all my school stuff, all my husband's, he's also a psychologist, all of his papers, I mean, literally papers, books, treasures, for a solid week. We literally dug through that, and it had all become mush. So we had to just literally put it in wheelbarrows and haul it to the median on our street. But now, we actually got back in the second floor of our house right before Christmas. And as I was telling Colleen yesterday, we're still working on the first floor, but we actually, everything's been dead in our neighborhood. But our yard was put back yesterday. We actually have green grass and flowers and bushes.
Is your first floor, which you're not living in now, and which you shoveled everything out of, is that all moldy? And are you worried about mold there?
We actually, since we gutted it about a month after the storm happened and had every treatment available known to science, used from Microban to the Borax or whatever, and then my husband and I, and then we had volunteers that helped us as well. We've scrubbed it with bleach. We've bought different airing machines, you know, humidifiers, whatever. So the whole thing is, at least at our house, you no longer smell the swamp water smell. And one of the things that's been it may not be traumatic to anybody else at school, but there's a hallway we all have to walk through to get into the main part of the building that's the old weight room. And up until recently, that same swamp water smell was there. So every day, that recall, and they talk about, you know, the memory of pain. Well, the memory of that smell is like imprinted in my brain. So I'm so thrilled that it's starting to dissipate now. That may sound minor, but for those of us that have had to, we recognize that not just as an odor anymore, it's the memory of what all that means in terms of what everything that was lost. And I know I'm not the only one, because anybody in town, you just say that and people automatically know. One of the things that this experience taught me is that I used to have a lot of resources, a lot of papers, a lot of handouts, a lot of things to enhance what I was doing. I've taught for almost 35 years. I had a basement filled with notebooks of lesson plans and teaching ideas and student samples and all these kinds of things. And of course, that was all gone. But it's been interesting for me just to start brand new, fresh. And I've decided that if I can't get it on the internet when I have electricity, that I don't need to keep all that stuff anymore. That the accoutrements of teaching are really not as important as a relationship between students and teachers. And I know I've known that all along, but I always wanted those little special things that were the memories of that. And so that's all gone now. So I'm trying to make a commitment not to collect as much paper, because it is so heavy when it's wet. I just don't ever want to have to dig out a bunch of books and papers again.
I understand it took a while, several weeks, before teachers were paid after your school reopened. How long did you work without pay, and how did you feel about having to do that?
I think all of us were so happy to be at Franklin, and we all have a sense of trust in our administration and our staff that we knew eventually we were going to get paid. So I don't think we really worried about it, because, I mean, we all worry because we had to pay bills and we were all on unemployment. But I think overall, we were just so happy to be back. We knew it was going to come, you know, eventually.
Did you ever think twice about returning to your school to teach?
Think twice about it?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
No way.
The only thing I was worried about was it wouldn't be there.
In fact, there was a job opportunity for a short-term sub across the lake in St. Tammany, and they needed an AP teacher. But I went there with the clear understanding, as soon as Franklin goes back, I'm gone.
I was actually offered a job in Baton Rouge 2 days before we were coming back, and I said, there's no way, I'm going back to my school.
Oh, and another thing, when I taught at that other school, I never wore their ID. I always wore my Franklin ID.
Well, I wish good luck to you, your students, and your school. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Colleen Fiegel and Kathy Hightower teach at Benjamin Franklin High School in New Orleans.